From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services creating an information line dedicated to assessing the needs of evacuees entering the county. Evacuees coming here are encouraged to call 707-441-5000 for information about services available to them while waiting to return to their homes. The line will be staffed from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays. You can also go to humboldtgov.org/incident. The Eureka Community Health and Wellness Center in Eureka is currently accepting patients who've been displaced due to the wildfire. Evacuees encouraged to visit the clinic for all non-emergency medical needs, including medication refills, breathing treatments, outpatient care. Evacuees experiencing a medical emergency should not visit that location. They should call 911 instead. Community members wanting to provide aid to wildfire victims should only donate to a legitimate and reputable agency. Locally, Pay It Forward Humboldt, Redwood Capital Bank, and United Way of Northern California are accepting financial contributions to aid wildfire victims. Well, California fire officials say they are making some progress on some fronts as they battle several blazes burning in Northern California. Firefighters focused on saving lives and homes. Battalion Chief John Messina saying today, fire crews slowed the spread of one of the blazes into towns near Clear Lake, including Lakeport. He says fire instead spread into the Mendocino National Forest. Messina says fire crews focus their efforts on saving lives and homes, and that's why only 10 houses have been destroyed by two massive fires straddling Mendocino and Lake counties. No injuries reported. The Mendocino complex fires erupted over the past 24 hours. Messina told a community meeting in Lake County that people should remain vigilant because fires can easily jump containment lines. Well, a man faces drug and weapons counts after an incident Monday. Sheriff's deputies called to Allen Court in the unincorporated area of Eureka for the report of a suspicious vehicle. That's where they found 26-year-old Brett Aaron Hensley of Eureka. While searching him and the vehicle, they found a dagger, hypodermic needles, and other drug paraphernalia. Hensley arrested, booked into the Humboldt County Jail on charges of weapons possession and possession of drug paraphernalia, along with probation violation. Eureka PD receiving an increased number of complaints regarding scam calls to cell phones and landlines. It appears scammers are using spoofing techniques to make it appear a local number is calling, often tricking people into actually answering. Make sure to sign up all of your phone numbers for the FTC Do Not Call Registry. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.